Chapter 5. The thermometer nailed above the chicken coop door was too rusty to discern the name of the seed company that had distributed it 50 years earlier, but the temperature was clear. 47 much-anticipated degrees, a veritable heat wave for April in the Dakotas. Casey stood, resting her palms atop the wooden handles of the post-hole digger, getting her breath back and letting the golden sunlight sink its ancient therapy into her soul. Winter had almost lost its icy grip on the world. Purple crocus, as fragile as unspoken dreams, bloomed in the sheltered crooks of rock. The frogs had begun their springtime chorus, and three chickens had ventured from Al's toasty back to scratch in the yard. Jack circled them, keeping them in a tight cluster with the intensity of a cobra, while Angel grazed beside the barn, and Tyler scraped off masses of her loose hair. It hung in the air for a moment before being swept away on a swirling zephyr. The universe felt softly tranquil and old-world silent, until the sound of an engine broke the quiet. Casey glanced up as a red car, as bright as a candy apple, maneuvered slowly down her bumpy driveway. She shifted her weight uncomfortably, wondering if it was too late to hide in the barn, but in a second, the car stopped not 30 feet from where she worked. The driver disembarked. He was tall, blonde, dressed to perfection in a dark suit and snazzy tie that clashed with sharp precision with her stained jeans and holy sweatshirt.
"I'm looking for a Casey Carmichael."
He stood very erect, but managed to emit a sort of friendly confidence with no visible effort. For a moment, she considered telling him she wasn't home, but honesty was like a burr under her saddle, irritating but nearly impossible to be rid of.
"I'm Casey."
"Oh." He smiled.